Today's daf is Krisos daf Yudches, and we will begin 22 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Zayin Omid Beis, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema, the Shlomo Ben Sarah Alisa. So the primary topic of the first half of Masechtas Krisos was the Karban Chatos. The primary topic of the second half of Masechtas Krisos is the Karban Asham Toloi. The Karban Asham Toloi is mentioned in a few psukim in Parashas Vayikra. It's Perek Hei Pasuk Yud Zayin. The pasuk says, "V'nefesh ki secheto, a person did an avero, v'asasa achas mikol mitzvois Hashem, asher lo yisei aseno. He did something that he wasn't supposed to do. V'lo yada, v'ashem, v'nasa avoinoi. What's he supposed to do? V'hevi ayil." Tomim minatzoin be'erkach alashem alakoyin v'chiper all of akoyim al shigigasei asher shogag v'hu lo yoda v'nislach loy asham hu ashoim asham lashem. So the pasuk, like many of the psukim in the parish of Karbonos, is very awesome. Clearly, we're talking about a person that did an avera in nefesh ki secheta v'asasa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo yisei aseno. What type of avera did he do? That's unclear. Say Chazal, the Torah says many times v'lo yoda v'nefesh ki secheta v'asasa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo yisei aseno v'lo yoda v'ashem v'nasa avoinoi. Then the pasuk says again v'chiper olav akoyim al shigigasei asher shogag v'hu lo yoda v'nislach loy. You see that we're dealing with someone who did an avera, but there's some element of lo yada, of unknown in the avera that he did. Say Chazal, the parsha is describing the asham toloi. The carbon that's being brought is a carbon asham. When do you bring the carbon asham? When you have a suffix where there's an element of lo yada, where it could be you did an avera, it could be you didn't do an avera. What type of avera could it be that you did? It could be that you did an avera shez doinei karis b'shoigit. So when do you bring a carbon chatos? If you know for sure that you b'shoigig did an avera, that had you done b'mezid, you would have been chayiv karas. A chayiv krisus b'shoigig, you bring a carbon chatos. If there's a lo yada, you have a suffix whether or not you were over a chayiv krisus b'shoigig. So for example, you have a suffix if you were mechalal Shabbos b'shoigig, b'kahai gavna, you don't bring a carbon chatos because maybe you weren't mechalal Shabbos b'shoigig. But at the same time, you do have to bring a carbon. What carbon do you bring? It's called the carbon asham toloi. Why is it called asham toloi? So the word toloi is a word that Chazal created. It's not something that's mentioned before in the Torah, but the most basic pshat is because the Gemara says later in the Masechta, Daf Chafei and Daf Chavav, that the purpose of the Asham Toloi is to be Toilam and Ayasurim. In the event that this person really needs to bring a Karban Chatos, because really he did do a Chayvei Krisos B'Shoigig, right now he doesn't know, so he's at risk because there's a chance that he may be punished for the Avera that he did. So by bringing the Asham Toloi, somehow it's Toilam and Ayasurim, the Yasurim that may or may not at some point need to come will be suspended. Meaning the purpose of the Asham Toloi is to be Toilam and Ayasurim. So that in the event that really he did the Avera, he doesn't know if he did the Avera, it's going to be Toilam. But one thing you see, and that is that the Asham Toloi is not Mechaper. All it is Toilam. L'may nafkimino. If later you would find out, and you would know b'vadois that you actually did the Avera, you really wore Mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, so then the halacha would be you'd have to bring a Karban Chatos. So again, when do you bring an Asham Toloi? If you have a suffix, whether or not you did an Avera b'shoigig, that had you done b'mezid, you would have been chayiv karas. You bring an Asham Toloi, the Asham Toloi is not mechaper. L'may nafkimin, if later you find out that you really did do the Avera, you're going to have to bring another carbon. You're going to have to bring the standard chatas. If that's the case, why are you bringing the carbon Asham? L'hogim in Ayasurim, to be toilam in Ayasurim, and that's why it's called Asham Toloi. So when you talk about Asham Toloi, there's two things that you have to bear in mind, which makes it a little bit confusing. Number one, you're dealing with shoigig, and number two, you're dealing with safek. So you're dealing with an avera that's a chayve krisos, where you A, did the avera b'shoigig, and B, you're not even sure 100% that you did the avera, really it's a suffix. So when you have a suffix, whether you did a chayve krisos b'shoigig, that's where you bring the asham toloi. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, if somebody had two pieces of meat in front of him, achas shel shumin, the achas shel chelev, one was kosher fat, and the other one was non-kosher fat. So chelev is a chayve krisos. What is chelev? It's the fats of a kosher animal. Some fats of a kosher animal are kosher. They're known as shumen. Some fats of a kosher animal are not kosher. They're known as chelav. Most of the non-kosher fats in an animal are in the hindquarters of the animal. They're in the back end of the animal. And it's for that reason most Yidden, the Ashkenazim Yidden for sure, do not eat the back of an animal. Because in order for the back of an animal, even if a kosher animal that had a kosher shechita, to be kosher, you would have to remove the fats. It's a complicated process. It's what's known as nikur. And that's one of the reasons. The other reason is the gedanosh is there, which is also hard to extract. But being that it's difficult to remove those non-kosher fats, so it's for that reason, we just don't eat the back of the animal. We sell it to the non-Jews and we don't deal with it. But the point is that there are some fats that are okay to eat. There are some fats that are not okay to eat. The ones that are not okay to eat are referred to as chelav. Chelav is very, very chomer. If somebody eats chelav b'mezid, he's chayiv karas, which means if somebody would eat chelav b'shoigig, he would be chayiv chatas. If somebody would have a suffix if he ate chelav b'shoigig, he would have to bring an ashram tali. Stating that, Rav Yehuda said that I heard from my grosser Rebbe, Rav, that he qualified when is it that if somebody has a suffix, if he ate chelav b'shoigig, he has to bring an ashram tali. It's only in the event that he had two pieces of meat in front of him. He had shum and he had chelav. He ate one of them. In your day, is men achal. He's not sure which one he ate. Then the halacha is chayiv ashram tali. However, if he only had a chaticha achas in front of him, and safik shal chelav, safik shal shuman, he's not sure if it's chelav or shuman, va'achle, and he ate it, potter. Even though really it's the same thing. In both cases, he has a safik, whether or not he ate chelav, which is a chayiv krisis, is b'shoigig. But it doesn't matter. The only time you chayiv ashram tali is if there were two pieces in front of you, one kosher, one not kosher, you're not sure which one you ate. But if there was only one piece of meat, you're not going to have this halacha. Omar Rabba, my time of the rab, Damakra, it's learned that from one of the psukim that we just learned. The pasuk, when it describes ashram tali, so it says, v'asasa achas mikol mitzvois Hashem. So we learn from there, ad sheyishkoig bishtayim. It has to be where there were two things in front of him. How do you know that? Because it says mitzvos. Mitzvos is a lashon rabim. So there has to be two. Two what? Two pieces of meat. One was kosher, one wasn't kosher. And that's where the suffix was. Freit the Gemara, it's true, it's pronounced mitzvos, but mitzvahs. If you look at the way it's written, it's mitzvahs, which is a lashon yachid. So that should suggest, based on your reasoning, that even for one piece of meat, if there's a suffix, you should be chayv ashram tali. Says the Gemara, it's true, it's written mitzvahs, but mitzvahs, Karina, the way it pronounces mitzvahs, and yesh em lamikra, as the Gemara is going to say. And it's for that reason, the only time you'd be chayv, said Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, is if there were two pieces of meat. Abaye asked the kash, Rebbe Elazar says, kvi chayov an olav ashram taloi. So what's a kvi? Mesach des chulin fame. It's an animal which is a suffix, whether it's a behema, suffix, it's a chay. The only time there's an iser chaylev is the chaylev of a behema. The chaylev of a chay is glat kosher. You're allowed to eat it. Said Rebbe Elazar, if you have a kvi, and you eat the chaylev of the kvi, v'shoigig, the halach is you have to bring an ashram taloi. Why? Because you have a suffix. Maybe you ate chaylev of a behema. That's when you bring an ashram tali. What's the kasha? It's only one animal. It's one chaticha. You don't have two chatichas. If you're going to tell me, mitzvahs tells me that you have to have two chatichas. So luchura, why is it that you bring an ashram tali? Amaloi. So Rabbi told Abaya, Rabbi Eliezer, Sava, Yeshem Lemesiris, and mitzvahs ksiv. And it's for that reason, Rabbi Eliezer and Chinami argues with the Chacham. I'm going according to the Chacham and that whole Yeshem Lemikra. Mitzvahs, Lashon Rabbim, two chatichas, and Chinami, Rabbi Eliezer holds Yeshem Lemesiris. It's for another kasha, Sava. The case is where a man died, he had no children, he left over an almana and a brother. So there's a mitzvah yibum. Now, the halacha is that the brother is not allowed to do yibum until 3 months pass from when his brother died. Why? Because the only time you do yibum is if a ben eloi. If he has a child, then obviously there's no mitzvah of yibum. Not only is there no mitzvah of yibum if he has a child, but it's yibum shaloi b'matzvah. Bakri mitzvah, which is of course an Eshesach. It's one of the arayas. What happened was this man died, left over no children, and before the 3 months passed, somebody went ahead and did yibum. And then, lo and behold, several months later, a baby was born. And there was a suffix. This woman who had the child, who'd she have the child from? Did she have it from her original husband? Did she have it from the Yavam? It makes a nafkamina in our sugyas, in the world of karbonos. Why? Because if the child belongs to the original husband, the man that died, the first brother, then it comes out the second brother, the Yavam, did bia eshes ach shaloi b'makim mitzvah, he would have to be a karbon chatas. It's a suffix. So what's the halacha? The chayavim b'ashem taloi. What's the gemara's kasha? Very geshmak you bring in ashem taloi. It's another heichet timtza where you have a suffix chayvi krisus b'shoigig, but there's only one chaticha. You don't have shtei chatichas over here. So the gemara, mani Rebbe Eliezer, once we establish Rebbe Eliezer shita regarding kfi, so I can always tell you this is always going to Rebbe Eliezer. It's for your third kasha, nimtza shaloi. We're discussing a man and his wife. There was tashmish, and then after the tashmish, they found dam. So the question question is, do you have to assume that dam was there b'shas bia? And if that's the case, it comes out this man and woman, they were bayol nida. So it's a problem. Says the Mishnah, if he found dam, then the halacha is tmeim, they're both tamei, because the bayol nida is tamei. The chayovim b'karben, and they have to bring a carbon. Al shalah, if she found it. Oisyon, if it happened the day before, and they found it right afterwards, tamei, and the halacha is both presumed to be tamei. The chayovim b'karben, nimsa shalah la'achazman, if she found it la'achazman, tamei misafik. Then the halacha is, they're going to be tamei misafik, upturim in a carbon, they're not going to have to bring a carbon. Tani Allah, this is what we need. Chayovim shum ashum talui. There is a chiyav ashum talui. What's the kasha? Why is there a chiyav ashum talui? Because it's a safik, maybe bayol nida, without going into the details of the case. What we need is a safik bayol nida. Safik bayol nida. Chayve krisos, you'd have to bring an ashram tali, but it's only one chaticha. You don't have shtei chaticha. It's mitzvah, ksiv, yeshem lemikra. If that's the shita of the chachamim, says the Gemara, ha mani, Rabbi Eliezer, it's in dritamol, you could say that it's going according to Rabbi Eliezer. So again, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav that the only time you bring an ashram tali for a suffix, if you ate chaylev, which is a chayve krisos, b'shaygig, is if there were two chatichos, achas al shuman, achas al chaylev, the suffix is which one of the chatichos did I eat, b'shaygig. That's when there's halacha b'shem tali. But if there was only one chaticha, then now, what's the beer? Rabbi explained, this is all very important. Rabbi said it's based on yesh eim lemikra. It has to do with the age-old machloikis. We always say that many machloikisin and shas have derivative machloikisin. Yesh eim lemikra, yesh eim lemisairis is a very fundamental question in how to understand psukei haTorah, where there seems to be a contradiction in mashma between what the word is saying based on the way it's written versus based on what the Messiah is in terms of how you're supposed to pronounce it. Sometimes you go based on the Messiah, sometimes you go based on the Mikra. It's a machloikis throughout Shas with many nafkaminas. This is one of the nafkaminas, says Rab, but this halacha that we really say in the name of Rab is because Rab held yesh eim lemikra. The Gemara asked three kashas from the Kfi. The Gemara asked the kasha from the case of Yibum, where there was a suffix ben Tisha Larisha ben Sheva Achrin. Then the Gemara asked the kasha where there's a suffix ben Nida. All three cases, it was chaticha achas, and you find that the halacha is you bring it Ashim Tali. The Gemara said, Hamani, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was mefurish that he holds Kfi Chayav and Al Mishum Ashim Tali. That's why we're attributing this to Rabbi Eliezer. And then Chanami, Rabbi Eliezer is going to hold Yesh Eim LeMesayrus. Look, the Gemara, Amar, Rab Zera is the right gear, so Amar Rab. Rab Zera said in the name of Rab, exactly verbatim, where Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rab. If you have two pieces, one's kosher, one's not kosher, you have a something which one you ate b'shoigig, that's when you bring it Ashim Tali. However, Chaticha, if you have only one piece of meat, one piece of fat, safik shal shumin, safik shal chayla va'achla, in that case, you're going to be potter. So what? Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rab, Rab Zera said in the name of Rab, verbatim. Amar Rab Zera. Rab Zera said, my time of the Rab. He gave a different reason. He said, kasavar, nothing to do with yeshtem lemikra, but rather, he held a svara. Shtei chatichos ef shalavari yisurei. Chaticha achas e ef shalavari yisurei. So we're not going to be able to fully appreciate this until we learn some of the dafin towards the end of the Masechta. But basically, Rab Zera held that the whole purpose of the Ashim Tolu is to protect Mina Yisurim until you know for sure whether you did the Avera or you don't do the Avera. Really, what we want is this person to bring a carbon chatos if he needs kapara, but he doesn't know yet. So he's going to investigate, he's going to do a due diligence, and when he figures it out, that's when he's going to decide what he needs to do. In the interim, Ashim Taloi, Miloshim interim, in the interim, that's when the halacha is that you're supposed to bring the Ashim Taloi. But if this is something that's never going to be able to be Mavarer, then there's no point in bringing the Ashim Tali. So Rav Zera said, if there's two pieces of meat, and you know one is chaylev, one is shuman, and now the person ate one of them, being that the other piece of meat is around, that gives you a little bit of evidence for you to now be able to figure out which one I ate. But if it was only one piece of meat, and I ate it, a person ate it, how are you going to figure out what he ate? There's no way to be mevarer. So you need that it should be efshel levarer in order to have an Ashim Tali. It's yisoidi. In the chi of Ashim Tali, that's something you only have b'shtei chatichas and not b'ticha achas. So Rav Zera said, that's p'shan Rav. So whereas Rav said, time of the Rav is because yesh eim lemikra, he says, let me do yesh eim lemikra. It's more local. It's not some global shita that Rav has. It's related to the fundamentals understanding Ashim Tali. It only makes sense to bring an Ashim Tali where it's efshel levarer. But if it's efshel levarer, in that case, you don't do it. Says the Gemara, you can be in time of the Rabbo, but time of the Rab Zera, you can be now, the Nafkamita would be Kezias or Mechza, where there were two pieces of meat. One of them was a Kezias, or two pieces of fat, and the other one was less than a Kezias. Le Rabbo, like a mitzvah. You don't have mitzvahs. Why don't you have mitzvahs? If one is a Chatzizias, you don't have mitzvahs of Rashi, Bechat. because Pachas Mikazayas is Kemandalese, four lines from the bottom. So that one is as if it's not here. It's not called mitzvah. It's not called mitzvahs. So Yeshem Lemirki, you need mitzvahs. So if one of the chatichas was Pachas Mikazayas, you're not going to have the halacha of Ashram Talal. Reb Zera, it's all about Afshal Levru. At the end of the day, Afshal Levru is Surah, because the other piece of mitzvah is going to allow you to be Mavar the Isra. That's why you're going to have this halacha. Isra, Reb Yirmiyah, Reb Zera. The same three kashas that we asked according to Rabbi's Pshat, we're going to chazer over according to Reb Zera. Reb Zera, Oymer, Kfi, Chayovan Al Chelboy, Ashram Talal, Reb Zera, Samafurish, Kfi, which is a chatich achas, and still you see a chayv Ashram Talal. Amalei, Reb Zera, Savat, Loi Bina Levar Isra, Reb Zera, obviously doesn't hold it as far. Isfe, Savat, Mentishal, Rishon, Mentishal, Velach, Yoytiv, Avlat, Kosher, Vechayovan, Ashram Talal. Again, you see, even though it's chatich achas, it's Ef Shal Levar Isra, how you can be Levar Isra. And still you see that Loch is that you bring an Ashram Talal. Hamani, Reb Zera, we just said Reb Zera doesn't hold it as Loch. Isfe, a third kash, Nimtzal, Shalah, Oysim, Tmei, Vechayovan, Mekab, Nimtzal, Shalah, Lachas, Man, Tmei, and Misafi, Kupdur, Menar, Karbin, Vetoni, Allah, Vechayovan, Ashram Talal. So again, you see a chayv in Ashram Talal. So the Gemara again, Hamani, Reb Zera, it's going according to Rabbi Eliezer. Either way, so Reb Zera said in the name of Rab, or Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rab, the same exact halacha, but v'lav mitame. He said over a different reason. Yehuda said in the name of Rab, the reason the only time you say Ashram Talui is when it's Shtei Chaticha is because mitzvah is Ksiv Yeshem Mikra. Reb Zera said it's based on Efshel Avruri. What's the Nafkimina? The Gemara said there's a Nafkimina. If there were two Chatichas, one was Pachas Mikazayas. According to Reb Yehuda Amar Rav, you're not going to have an Ashram Talui because the one that's Pachas Mikazayas is not considered a Chaticha. It's commandless. According to Reb Zera Amar Rav, Lamaisis Efshel Avruri, you're going to have it. Says the Gemara, a third Amoira, who also said over the same exact halacha in the name of Rav, and he gave a third reason. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Rabu, Amar Rav Hoyd Boshei Chatichos. Achas Shachid, Achas Shalshum, Vachal Achas Bevein Ede Izmen Nochal Chayiv Chaticha. Sava Shachid, Sava Shalshum, Vachlo Potter. Same exact thing. Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, "My time with the Rav Kasavar. He holds Shtei Chatichos Ikva Yisura." He gave the most longish reason. He said, "When there's two Chatichos." And one is Chalev, the other one is Shuman. Being that you know for sure this Chalev here, there's a Kfiyos of Issa. You know for sure this Issa here. Over there, there's a Din of Ashram Talui. However, Chaticha Achas like Kavi Yisura, maybe there's no Issa. And being that maybe there's no Issa, maybe there's not going to be a Chiyah of Ashram Talui. Might Yikubain Ikhtali Yisura, Vishi'i Yav Shalavar. What's the difference between Rav Nachman's Pshat and the aforementioned Pshat? It's the worst. It could be Naikon, a little fun of Shtei Chaticha. Achas Shal Chalev, Achas Shal Shuman. Somebody had two pieces of fat. One was Chalev, one was Shuman. And then a non-Jew came. He ate the first one. Now there's only one left. Uva Yisrael, v'achal es hashniya. L'rabba, like a mitzvah, is bitten of the achal Yisrael. You're not going to be chayiv. Why not? Because at the time the Yisrael ate it, that's when the chi of Ashram Talui triggers. There was only one piece of meat there. It's true, 5 minutes earlier there were two pieces of meat, but that there was no chi of Ashram Talui then. The chi of Ashram Talui came about right now. L'rab Zera, according to Rab Zera, yev shalvar yisurei. There's no way to be vare the Yisrael, because right now you don't have any of these fats. L'rab Nachman, ikvi yisura. Being that before the guy ate it, we know for sure there was Isser. That's enough to say, Ikva Isura. Zokti Gemara, Isve, Rava, the Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said over this halacha in the name of Rav. And Rava asked the Kasha on Rav Nachman. He said, Rebbe Eliezer, Oimer, Kvi Chayovan al Chel Bayashim Taloi. What do you see from there? That even a Chaticha Achas, the same Kasha. So Rav Nachman told him, Rebbe Eliezer, Leibai, Kvi Yusul Isura. My lumbis that I heard in the name of Rav, obviously, Reb Eliezer didn't hold up Eisve and all the kashas of it. So the reason I'm mentioning Shavu'achro and Yoytzi, the whole Vlad Kashiv, Vachayavim Moshem Talui, again Chatichachas, a man in Reb Eliezer, Eisve, a third kasha, Nimtzal Shalay Tmeim, Vachayavim Bekorb, Nimtzal Shalay Eisyoim, Tmeim, Vachayavim Bekorb, Nimtzal Shalay Lachas Man Tmeim, Bisopik Bedurim and Akorb, Vatari, Lavachayim Moshem Talui. Again, what was the case? You have a Sophic, maybe you'll buy a Nida and Allah because you have to bring an Moshem Talui. So when Rav asked Rav Nachman the third kasha, Ishtek, he was quiet. He didn't say Hamani Reb Eliezer. For some reason, he was quiet. Says the Gemara, the boss is enough. Like after Nachman walked out, he left the Rava. Omar, he said, "My time away, Amri Le Hamani Reb Meir." You know what I should have told him? I should have told him it's going according to Reb Meir. The Loi Bay Kviusa Lisur, because I know Reb Meir also holds that you don't need Kviusa Di Sura. He holds that there's a Chiyav Ashram Tali even bechaticha achas. Tanya, who's this Reb Meir? It's a very geshmaka shita. Hashoychet Ashram Tali b'chutz. If somebody shechts an Ashram Tali b'chutz, so we're familiar with the parasha of Shchutei Chutz. Any carbon that's roi lovey or pesach oyim moed, you're not allowed to shech b'chutz. What if somebody shechts an Ashram Tali b'chutz? Reb Meir mechayev v'chacham and poichem. Reb Meir says yichayev. You know Reb Meir holds yichayev. Come hold your potter. You have nothing to worry about. Tremendous chiddush. Reb Meir says yichayev. You know why? Yichayev Ashram Talui. Because really, every Ashram Talui, on some level, is treated like a safek carbon. Because on the tzad that you never did an Aveira, you never really had to bring a carbon. on the tzad you did the avera, that's when you need the carbon. So it comes out, really, every Asham Tali is like a Suffolk carbon azah. Mm. And if that's the case, if you shecht an Asham Tali b'chutz, it's a Suffolk that you were over shchut echutz. It's a Suffolk if you were over a chayde krisus. If you did it b'shoigin, you have to bring an Asham Tali. So if somebody shecht an Asham Tali b'chutz b'shoigig, zok rameir, the halach is that you have to bring an Asham Tali. If that's the case, clearly Rav Meir holds you bring an Asham Tali even bechaticha achas. Because there were no shtei chatichas over there, there was no ikva isura. So Rav Nachman heard this last kasha from Rava, and he walks out of his medrash and he says, you know, why didn't I tie such a good comeback? I should have told him that this is going according to Rav Meir. I might label it the Rabbi Eliezer. I mean, if you wanted an answer, what, he didn't know an answer? So the Gemara says, how come Ashman? Rav Meir b'shitas Rabbi Eliezer koi. Rav Nachman, for some reason, it's not clear what the Gemara is saying, but I think the Gemara is saying that Rav Nachman didn't feel like he had to answer him again, Hamani Rabbi Eliezer. He told him already twice. Right? The Adam Iram were a little bit more patient. Rav Nachman heard it. I told you, Rabbi Eliezer. You have another kasha, Rabbi Eliezer. That's the dritte kasha, Mazel Tov. You found another Rabbi Eliezer in Shas. He didn't feel like he had to tell him Hamani Rabbi Eliezer. But then he chapped that he could have told him something that would have resonated more than just saying Hamani Rabbi Eliezer. He could have said Hamani Rabbi Meir, and that's already a chiddush. Kamash Blunder, Rabbi Meir b'shitas Rabbi Eliezer. It's not just Rabbi Eliezer, also Rabbi Meir, and that's why he had like a little Chalitza Sadas, that he sort of machted it avek, and he didn't feel like he had to answer the kasha again, because he didn't have anything to add, really. Why are you asking me the same kasha for the third time? He really thought afterwards, you know what, maybe I should have told him, Rav Meir b'shitas Rav Elazar. Either way, Zok de Gemar, Amar Rav baravua, Amar Rav. Chaticha, if somebody has a chaticha, Safik shal chelev, Safik shal shumin, so you have a piece of me, one chaticha, Safik shal chelev, Safik shal shumin, v'achla, and he ate it. Bonu l'machloikis, Rav Eliezer v'chacham. Now, I think if you looked at this line in a vacuum, after learning the Gemara that we just learned, you would say it's Pasha, what he's saying, obviously. It's Machloikis, Rabbi Lezen, Chachamim. What's the Machloikis? The Chachamim hold, that's Rav Shita. Rav Yehuda had his Nusach in the name of Rav. Rav Zeira had his Nusach. Rav Nachman had his Nusach. He holds the only time he chayiv Hashem Talav is the Batu Chatichas. Rabbi Lezen clearly holds not that way. How do you know Rabbi Lezen holds not that way? Kvi! And once we found Rabbi Eliezer, so we attributed other prices, a Mishnayis Rabbi Eliezer. But the point is what's this machloikis Rabbi Eliezer in the Chachamim? Because we have a case where there's one chaticha, safik shal chelav, safik shal shumim va'achlo, it'd be a machloikis Rabbi Eliezer in the Chacham. The problem is, that's not what the Gemara means. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says that what Rabbi Baravua meant to say, when he said, bonu l'machloikis Rabbi Eliezer, he was referring to machloikis Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, later in the Masechta, where you find a machloikis whether a person can bring an Asham Tali as an Adava. Pashat Chatas Vashem is not Baba Nedib in Adava. But Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that a person could be Menadev and Asham Tali. And if a person could be Menadev and Asham Tali, Tainas, Rabba Bar Avua, or Rabba, or Rav Nachman, whatever the right gears is, but said this Amoira, that it should come out according to Rabbi Eliezer, Chaticha Achas, Safik Chelev, Safik Shuman, you should bring an Asham Tali. Because, Bishlam, according to Chachamim, we can't bring a Bin Adava. So maybe we'll limit it to shtei chatichos. But Rabbi Eliezer has a much more liberal understanding of when you can bring Asham Tali. You can even bring a benedib and a dava. So if you can bring a benedib and a dava, as a Yizok Rashi, there should be a chiyuv, interesting, chiyuv, leap of faith, when there's a chaticha achas, and there's a sofik, and that's what Rabbi Baravua meant. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer, my ir yuki achla, afilu lo yachla nami. I mean, if you want to tell me about chedushim of Rabbi Eliezer, when you are or not going to be able to bring an Asham Tali, the Chayr Rabbi Eliezer holds that you could bring an Asham Tali even if you didn't eat it. So at first glance, what's the Gemara's Kasha? We're being mechadish at the Chiyuv by Chaticha Achas. So, tzarech be, but either way, the Tanah Rabbi Eliezer, I'm beside the bottom Asham Tali b'chol yoyim, I'm Rav Ashi, Rabbi Eliezer, leave it above the Bambuta, the Tanah, Elo Oymim leham te match at the Konos of Esasaf. Again, we're going to see this more later, but the Gemara says, Bava Bambuta used to bring an Asham Tali every single day. Because maybe he did an Aveira. So every single day he used to bring an Asham Tali. Except for the day after Yom Kippur. The day after Yom Kippur he didn't. Because as we're going to see in the second half of today's daf, and in the sugya is coming, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper B'makam Asham Tali. So if someone had a chiv to bring an Asham Tali, and then Yom Kippur passed, he didn't have to bring his Asham Tali anymore. And Bava Ben Buta held that at the very least has to be some suffix of Aveira in order to be chayv. So even Rabbi Eliezer holds, you can't just indiscriminately bring an Asham Tali. But at the same time, Rabbi Eliezer holds that there is a halacha that you could bring Asham Tali ben Adab ben Adava. You don't have to meet the very strict criteria that the Chum hold you need in order to bring an Asham Tali. So, b'chaticha acha, suffix chaylev, suffix shumin. Even though the Chachamim, Rav, three Amiron, different Svaris, Yesham Lemikra, held that you're not supposed to, But according to Rabbi Eliezer, later in the Masechta, who holds Asham Tali's Baba Nadav and Adava, when you have a Chaticha Acha, Sofik Shchel of Sofik Shuman, you would bring the Asham Tali. Tosfos asks the obvious Kasha, the Kasha that we started asking before. And that is, you need a Shtikl Torah to tell me that according to Rabbi Eliezer, when you have a Chaticha Acha, Sofik Shchel of Sofik Shuman, the Halach is, you bring an Asham. That's Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. Rabbi Eliezer said, Kfi Chayav and Olam Mishum Asham Tali. It's Rabbi Eliezer. The whole Sugu was, Amman Rabbi Eliezer, Amman Rabbi Eliezer, Amman Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi had it not 8 times. There was a kasha, the 9th time where Rabbi Nachman didn't answer it. Why didn't he say, Amman Rabbi Eliezer? But the Gemara keeps on saying it. Had we come to Rabbi Eliezer, maybe it's Rabbi Tarfin, because Rabbi Eliezer said him a furish. He said, Kvi Chayav and Olam Mishum Asham Tali. Kumtz again, other Rabbi Baravua, other Rabbi Nachman, some of the aforementioned Namiram, by the way, and said that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that a person can bring an Asham Tali ben Adam ben Adava, I think there's a chiv to bring an Asham Tali. Chaticha achas, sofi chela sof. What do you mean? You have it's a theory, it's a shtickel Torah. Rabbi Eliezer said him a furish. So Tosfos says, you know what you have to say? That I think we had the wrong gerus in the Gemara. It wasn't Rabbi Eliezer, it was Rabbi Lazar. It wasn't Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkinus, it was Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. So Tosfos has the gerus in the beginning of the sugyo, Rabbi Eliezer oimer kvi chayov and olam mishum asham tali. It's not Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbi Lazar. How do I know that from this last Gemara? Because if Rabbi Eliezer said mefurish that kvi chayov and olam mishum asham tali, then we don't need a shtickle Torah to prove and to infer that Rabbi Eliezer would hold chaticha acha sofik chelo sofik shumin, you would bring an asham patan rabbanon. How you lefanosh de chaticha? So this is me inyan le inyan, but I say inyan. So if someone had two pieces of meat in front of him, achas shum achas shechel, one was kosher, one was non kosher. But Yisrael, but achas rishena. Yisrael ate the first one, but oivik kechavim vachlas hashia. Then a non-Jew ate the second one. So what's the halacha chayev? Easy. You're gonna be chayev Hashem Tali. Why? Everyone holds you're gonna be chayev. You have two chatichos, one is chelav, one shumin, b'shoygig. Misafik, that loch is a bichai. V'chein kelev, v'chein oirev. The same is true if a kelev or an oirev ate the second one. It makes no difference. Yichayev for the first one, that's obvious. But if you can come lachas rishayin, what if a non-Jew ate the first one, and then by Yisrael lachas hashniyah, and then Yisrael ate the second one, potter, you're going to be potter. Why? Because at the time that you ate the second one, it was only one. Chaticha achas. We're going according to Rav's shita. Chaticha achas. You don't have that loch. And obviously, this is totally in some of the cheshbonos that the Gemara made earlier in the Yomit. Good. Either way, Rebbe mechayev. Rebbe argues. Rebbe says that you're going to be chayev even in the second case. Pashtus, it sounds like, Rebbe holds, like Rebbe Eliezer, which is also Rebbe Meir, maybe also Rebbe Lazar, that holds that even for chaticha achas, that loch is, you bring an Asham Tali. Ach, lesser Rishayin, b'shoy. What if you ate the first one, b'shoy gig? Vashniyah, b'mezid, and then the second one, you ate b'mezid, chayev. Okay, you're going to be chayev, because the first one you ate, so obviously that's when there were two chatichos, so for sure you're going to be chayev. Harishayin, b'mezid, vashniyah, b'shoy gig, potter. You're chayev for the Rishayin of Amazed, maybe something, but the point is, as it relates to the Asham Tali, there's no Asham Tali. Rabbi Mechayev, Rabbi says it's going to be chayev. Ach, I'll stay in b'mezid. That's if you ate both in b'mezid, potter. Obviously, you're not klum. It doesn't make sense for you to be chayev because there was no shkog. If there's no shkog, there's no Asham Tali. Shnayim b'shoygig, achlam shnayim b'shoygig. If you ate both of them b'shoygig, then the halacha is shneim chayovim. They're both going to be chayev. They both ate it b'shoygig. They're both going to be chayev. Why? The first one's chayev. That's easy. The first one ate it when it was two chatichos. Hashemi says the braiso loy men hadin really shouldn't be chayev. Elo shemato im a potter. But if you're going to tell me it's potter, kovatas or rishayin b'chatas. They both did the same thing. And if you're telling me the second one doesn't have to do anything, it looks like the optics aren't good. There's a marzayin issue. It looks like the first one's the only one that did an avera. If the first one's the only one that did an avera, then it's b'chatas. Why is it bringing nashim toli? So it's a little bit confusing. So for that reason, if they both ate a b'shoygig, then the halacha is, if one, you ate b'shoygig, one, a non-Jew ate, a kelev, an oirev, all the different kelev, not worried. When they both ate a b'shoygig, then there's mocking for example. Who is the tana of this last price? E Rebbe. If it's Rebbe, minadinu, minadinu. Then they're both chayim minadin. Because Rebbe holds, even for chaticha achas, where there's a suffix, and you ate b'shoygig, you bring an asham tali. And E Rabbanon, mishum deloy nikva, rishoyim b'chatos, neimolei l'sheni, aisichulun la'azara. I mean, it's a very nice gzeira, but you're going to tell a person to bring an asham tali when it's not mechoy to bring an asham tali. Am Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, Rabbi Eliezer, that Tana held that Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar Misnadev, Adam Asham Tali b'chol yon. Ilka Chamrinale, we tell him, I see Asham Tali, bring an Asham Tali, v'asni, I make it tonight. What's the time? I achal rishon shumin, hu achal chelev, I achal rishon shumin, hu achal chelev, li'avi kapara. And he comes here, v'iloi, la'avi nadava. Then it should be, oh, nadava. Either way, you'll have to say that Tana, doesn't hold like Rabbi Eliezer in the sense that you chayiv to bring an Ashram Tali even b'chatichachas. He holds you need two chatichas to bring an Ashram Tali, but at the same time he holds like Rabbi Eliezer that you can be menadiv an Ashram Tali. So the second person should bring an Ashram Tali. He should make the time. The first person obviously has a chayiv to bring an Ashram Tali. The second person should bring an Ashram Tali, albeit b'tanai. Either way, we can exhale now and we're going to start a little bit of a different sugya. So the topic is the same. We're still talking about Ashram Tali, albeit with from a different angle, and then after the daf, we'll speak out some rays. Somebody ate safik chelev, and he was made aware that he ate safik chelev. Then he ate safik chelev again, and again he was made aware that he ate safik chelev. Dalach is Rabbi Omer. Omer ani k'shem shemevi chatos al kol achas va'achas, kach mevi oshem tolui al kol achas va'achas. Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Oymrin, Ein Mevi Ela Asham Tali Echad. You only bring an Asham Tali Echad Shenem Al Shigigase Asha Shagag, Afilu Ashkaga Is Harbe, Ein Oy Mevi Ela Chatasach. So, one of the halachas that we've seen so far in Masechtas Krisos is that if somebody does the same Avera B'shoigig, Chayve Krisos B'shoigig, he does it again and again and again. So, how many Chatoyas does he have to bring? So, there's a lot of different variables. After last week, we know it's a confusing topic. That for sure we know. But the question is, what's the most basic halacha is? The halama is hamachalim. So if there was one halama, you're going to bring one chatas. If there were several halama, it's based on how many halamas there were. That's going to determine how many chatois you're supposed to be. So what's a halama? Halama means there was a shikha. So if somebody ate chela b'shoigig, and then he was told, you know, you just ate chela, I didn't realize. And then 3 days later, again, he ate chela b'shoigig. And then somebody told him, you realize you ate chela b'shoigig? He goes, oops, you know what, I'm crazy, I keep on forgetting. And then he did it a third time. So there was halamos, and as a result, you're going to end up bringing three chatois, because it was all done with a separate helam. If a person sat down, he ate chelev and chelev and chelev, and somebody told him, he realized he ate chelev, and then he goes back, and he does some arithmetic, and he realizes that he ate 92 kezesim of chelev, he's not going to bring 92 chatois, he's going to bring one, even though he ate so many, because at the end of the day, the halama is what's mechalik. Says Rebbe, just like halamos are mechalik in the world of chatos, halamos are mechalik in the world of Ashram Tali as well. So if somebody ate chelev, but he has a suffik if he ate it, not vadai, he has a suffik, b'shoigig. So the question now is, you have to bring an Ashram Tali. How many Ashram Talis does he have to bring? He ate 10 kazes. So do you bring 10 Ashram Talis or do you bring one Ashram Tali? So again, it depends on how many alomis there were. If the person ate this kazayas, that's a suffik chelev, suffik shuvah, and then somebody came over to him after and says, you realize what you just put in your mouth? You just ate something that's a suffik, and he says, oops, and then he does it again. So the idea, which is the inverse of halama, it's the same thing. So the idea is mechalek, because it establishes that what happened afterwards was nowhere to separate halama, because there was the idea in between. And as a result, based on how many halamas there were, that's going to determine how many Ashram Talis there were. If, however, a person sat down, he ate a bunch of kizesim, and then afterwards he was told that you realize you're getting involved in issues over here, and then he said, oops, so then the halacha is, being that it was only one halama, there was no idea in between achilas to establish separate halamos. So for that reason, the halacha, the Rebbe said, just like it's true regarding a chatas, it's very simple. So the same exact halacha is going to be true as it relates to the Ashram Tali. Stating that, not everybody agrees. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar Shimon said, it says in the parish of Ashram Tali, al shigigosoi asha shogag, and we learn from there, afilo shogag is harbe, ein eichayev ela achas. Ok, the Gemara, am Rab Zeira. So Rab Zeira said, kan shana Rebbe yedios safoik mechalkos lechatois. I think that we need to be medayik l'shoyne yazov shal Rebbe, said Rab Zeira. And I think Rebbe's saying a much bigger vart than we think he's saying. Meaning, first glance, what's Rab Zeira saying? What's Rebbe saying? He's saying that just like halomois and yediyas amechalik when it comes to chata, so too yediyas and halomois amechalik when it comes to Ashram Tali. But he said, I think there's something else going on here. Meaning, what happens if somebody has a suffik if he ate a chelev b'shoigig? So he has to bring an Ashram Tali. Later, he finds out that he ate chelev b'shoigig. So what's the halacha? Now he has to bring a carbon chatas. You bring an Ashram Tali when it's a suffik. If later it's nizbarer that you had to do that, because the Ashram Tali is just toila. It just suspends it until you find out exactly what really happened. Once you find out, if you find out that really you did eat the chelev b'shoigig, in that case, avad, you're going to have to bring the karban chatas. What happens if somebody had ate this piece of meat that's suffik chelev, suffik shuman, and then he was told that it's a suffik chelev, suffik shuman, and then he ate it again? So two Ashram Talis. Now he finds out that he really ate chelev. How many chatas do you have to bring? Shmak. Do you bring one chatas or do you bring two chatos? On the one hand, there was only one halama from a chatos perspective. There was only one time that somebody came over to him and told him, this piece of meat is chaylev. What do you mean? Someone told him, no, and then he told him it might be chaylev. So there was one yediyas vaday, but there were two yediyas safik. The question is, a yediyas safik, is it mechalik le'inyin chatos, or is it not mechalik le'inyin chatos? Do you say, migu dahav a yediyas le'inyin asham tolim, maybe it's considered a yediyas le'inyin chatos as well, or no? There's a nafkamina, there's an inherent difference between what the definition of yediyas is as it relates to asham tolim, and what the definition of yediyas is as it relates to chatos. Asham tolim is a world of safik. Chatos is a world of adai. Sa'erachanabi, he was told safik. Vasatis satamid chatos. As it relates to chatos, who's one halama. As it relates to Hashem Tali, it's two halamas. Said Reb Zeiru, I heard in the name of Rebbe, I heard in the name of Rebbe that just like Yediyah Sofik is Mechalik L'inyin Hashem Tali, it's also Mechalik L'inyin Chatas. That the halacha is that Yediyah, although it was a Yediyah Sofik, is considered Yediyah for Chatas. If this guy finds out later that he ate Chalav all along, he's not going to bring one Chatas, he's going to have to bring two Chatas. You know where that comes? I don't even know where it came from. I heard it from Messiah. I think it's this Rebbe. Because what was Rebbe's lashon? Kishem shemevi chatos al kolachas vachas kach mevi yashem tov al kolachas vachas. You have to fit it into the words. But either way, Reb Zeira said, I think that's what he means to say. Rav Amar Rav says, I disagree with you. Ain yediyah safik mechalkes lachatos. Yediyah safik is not a mechalik lachatos because the definition of yediyah lachatos is you heard it was awesome. You were never told that it was awesome. What then did Rebbe mean? Elahachik tani. Rebbe just meant to say kishem shem hoysla yediyah vaday mevi chatos al kolachas vachas kachem hoysla yediyah safik. Maybe Hashem Tali al kolachas v'achas. All Rebbe was saying was that just like there's a concept of yediyas and halamos that are mechalik lein chatois, so too there's a concept of yediyas and halamos that are mechalik lein Hashem Tali. It didn't mean that what's considered a yediyah Hashem Tali is considered a yediyah lechatos. Hashem Tali is a yediyah safik is not considered a yediyah leinyan chatos. I'm like Abaya va'atle tisper the yediyah safik mechalkos. So Abaya said, how's that possible? Abaya hears this whole conversation between Reb Zeira and Rava. And Abaya went up against Rava. Rava said, "Ein yediyah safik mechalkes lechatos." He says, "How could you say that? The isol gadai yediyah safik mechalkes chatos. The chatos achas mevi amai mevi oshem toli akol achas vaachas." Vatanya, didn't we learn in a brisa? We had this last week. Kol ishol davar kol shechalukim bechatos chalukim bashamos. Isn't that the rule? Kol shechalukim bechatos chalukim bashamos. So right over here, you're going to have two ashamos. Why? Because there was a yediyah safik. So once it's chalukim bashamos, it has to be chalukim bechatos. How can it be one chatos and two ashamos? Isn't the rule kol? So it must be if Yediyah Safik is a mechalik as it relates to Hashem Tali, it has to be a mechalik regarding the chatas as well. Amalei Rava Bar Rab Chanan Abayo. Ulidi Dachta Amri Yediyah Safik mechalkes lechatois elamayatos. He says, let me ask you a question about it here. If somebody would eat kizayis chelav before Yom Kippur, who kizayis chelav after Yom Kippur, and then he would eat a kizayis chelav after Yom Kippur, via Yom Kippur, malchum Hashem Tali. We know that Hashem Yom Kippur works like Hashem Tali. Is Hachi Nami the Mevish Dei Chatois? Is the halacha going to be that you bring two Chatois? Ha behelam achas achlinon. The halacha is, we mentioned this briefly earlier, that if someone was chayv in Hashem Tali and then Yom Kippur came, he doesn't have to bring an Hashem Tali anymore. Hashem Tali somehow gets accomplished when Yom Kippur passes. So Yom Kippur doesn't make you not have to bring the Karma Chatos anymore, but it does work in the sense that you don't have to bring an Hashem Tali. That's Xeris HaKasav, that Yom Kippur works b'makayim the Ashem Tali. Now, the halacha is, the only time you bring an Ashem Tali is if you had a Yediyah. If there was no Yediyah, if you didn't know you did the Avera, you can't bring the Ashem Tali. That's obvious. So the Gemara takes a leap of faith there and says, if Yom Kippur works b'makayim Ashem Tali, then it should come out that Yom Kippur constitutes Yediyah. If that's the case, and you're telling me that what's considered Yediyah Lashem Tali is considered Yediyah Le'inyin Chatos, Yediyah Sofik is Mechalik Le'inyin Chatos as well. So if somebody ate a Kezayis Chelev B'Shoigel with Yom Kippur, and a Kezayis Chelev B'Shoigel Lach, not Lashem Tali, not Sofik, Vaday. So the halacha should be, maybe you should bring two Chatos. Why? Because there was a Yediyah Sofik in between. There was a Yediyah Sofik in between. There was Yom Kippur. So what? Yom Kippur works like Hashem Tali. Okay. Hashem Tali only works with Yediyah, I hear. Which means that in Yom Kippur there's a Yediyah. Now it's Yediyah Safik. It's Yediyah in Hashem Tali. But if Yediyah Safik works in Chatos, so, Malei Rava Bar Chanan Labaya. According to you, that holds Yediyah Safik, Mechalkois Lechatos. If that's the case, if somebody ate a Kezayis before Yom Kippur, ate a Kezayis after Yom Kippur, he should have to bring two. And apparently he knew not. Malei Abayas. Abayas told him, Man Leimelach, Yom Kippur Mechapra, the way Miyas. It's true. Yom Kippur works like an Ashram Tali. And in order to bring an Ashram Tali, you'd have to have Yediyah. Maybe Yom Kippur only works if there was a Yediyah as well. Who said Yom Kippur creates the Yediyah. Maybe Yom Kippur only works if there was already a Yediyah. And I agree with all your Hanochas, but maybe Yom Kippur only works if there was a Yediyah. So if there was a Yediyah, then the Yediyah itself was the Mechalik. Who said that? The Kasha, the oomph of the Kasha was that Yom Kippur should always blive Yediyah. Who said? I'm a lay Rava. So Rava told him it's not true. It's a Mefurish HaMishnah. Hoida v'loy hoida tanan. It says Yom Kippur works whether it was hoida or loy hoida. Ikadami, some have a little bit of a different nusach of this exchange. I'm a lay Rava barchan ala bayo. Mat yulu achal kizayis chelav shachas yom kippur. Kizayis chelav mincha yom kippur. Okay, now I'm the b'chayiv shlech atayis. If somebody on Yom Kippur itself, not kizayis before, kizayis after. What if a person ate a kizayis chelav on Yom Kippur? So this is a rishia by rishia. But he ate a kizayis chelav on Yom Kippur in the morning, and then another kizayis a chelav later on Yom Kippur. You should be chayiv two chatayis. Why? Because again, Yom Kippur works by makom Ashram Tali, and Ashram Tali needs yediyah. So the Yom Kippur must constitute the yediyah. And even though it's yediyah safik, you tell me yediyah safik is mechalik in the chatayis. You should be chayiv two. I'm like, abayis. You don't man label on Yom Kippur called shaitim mechaper. Here he gave him a different answer. Maybe you need the whole Yom Kippur. Amalei. So Rav Bar Chana told Abaya, Tarda. The lashon of shaita. How could you say that? Tanan, the Mishnah says mafurish. It says that Hashem Tali works even if the avera happened right before shkia on Yom Kippur. So you see, you don't need the whole Yom Kippur. So it means every minute of Yom Kippur works. If every minute of Yom Kippur works, so why shouldn't this one? Most of Rabbi Yibai Rabbin, Rabbi Yibai Rabbin asked another kasha. If somebody eats and drinks on Yom Kippur, behele machas, eni chayv elachat hazachas. Achil of shkia is considered one. It's not two shemes. It's one shem. It's the only chayv one. V'bein achil shkia yevshele habesh. There must have been a little time between the Achila and the Shtiyah. There was a second of Yom Kippur that lapsed. So if that's the case, that second should constitute Yediyah. And if that's the case, v'chipale, diya makipur v'makom ashram tali koi, v'ktani eni chayv alachat hazachas. You should be chayv too, because the idea was mechalik. So he told him back. He's like, diya safi mechalik z'chatois, chayv shtei chatois. Amris, he told him back, yom Rebbe Zeir l'Rebbe. Everything we're discussing is a Rebbe. Right? We're being medayik something Rebbe said. Kan shana Rebbe. This is all in the world of Rebbe. Maybe that Mishnah in Masechtas Yuma is Rabbanani. Ha Rabbanani. It's going according to Rabbanan. It has no bearing on what we're saying. But the Gemara said, "Mid the Sefer Rebbe." But we know that that Mishnah is Rebbe. Diktani. Because look at the Sefer that Mishnah. Shasa Tzir. If somebody drinks Tzir, Aymurias, different fats and fish oils, on Yom Kippur, but it's not considered Achila. Hachaymetz, it sounds like. Chayef, Mani, who's the Tanu who holds that? Rebbe, the Tanu, Chaymetz, Eim Eishav HaSanefesh. Rebbe, Oymer, Oymer, Ani, Chaymetz, Eim Eishav HaSanefesh. Rebbe Shita is that if somebody eats Chaymetz on Yom Kippur, it's a problem. We mean to say for Rebbe, Rishonami, Rebbe. Meaning, we know that that's Rebbe based on a Yom Kippur reason. So if that's Rebbe, and it says clearly that you're only going to be chayv one chata, so you see, the suffix is not mechalik. So, b'chur, isn't it a riot to one understanding of Rebbe? I'm the safe Rebbe, Reisha Rabban. You're right, the safe is Rebbe. Who's the Reisha? Is Rebbe. Eisave, one more kasha. Reis Rava, achal yoyim, achal amachar. If somebody eats a half a shear of hekdesh, we're discussing Hashem Eloys now. So somebody ate a half a shear today, ate a half a shear tomorrow. Nena hayom and nena amachar. He was nena a half a shear today, he was nena half a shear tomorrow. Or ochal hayoyim v'nena l'machar, nena hayoyim v'ochal l'machar. I feel that mekam v'achol yishonim min einchei mitzarif in zemzeh. How do you know that mi'ilo, the shear is mitzarif? It's not kedei achilas pras. We saw this last week. It could be even up to 3 years. Talmud loymar, it says nefesh ki simoil mal ribo, to tell me that there's a shear. Meaning, you could eat a half a shear of hektish today, another half a shear in 3 years from now, it's going to be mitzarif. You're going to have to bring an asham milah. It's a huge chumrah. But that's not locha. You're going to have to bring an asham milah. What's the kasha of amai? Hokipro leh, yom kippurim. Why don't you say that Yom Kippur was mechaper? Must be. The reason is because there was no yediyah. So you see over here, as it relates to yediyah, mechaper. Amri, the Gemara says, ki mechaper, yom kippurim alisura. Amamayin olay mechaper. Could be Yom Kippur's only mechaper for Isser. It's not going to be mechaper for Iba, you're saying, ki mechaper, yom kippurim al kule shiur. It's only mechaper for agantza shiur. Aval al palgad shiur olay mechaper. Could be on a half a shiur. It's not mechaper. Either way, we'll see more about this tomorrow. Exhale. So just two ha'aras as it relates to understanding a little bit better the halachos of Ashram Tali. Everybody knows the Rambam Shita. It could be, this is the most famous Rambam in Yad Chazaka. And that is, Sveika de Iraiso de Chumra, Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula. So, if you have something in front of you, it could be it's Asa, it could be it's Mutter. If the thing is Asa de Iraiso, Sveika de Iraiso de Chumra, can't eat it. If it's something that's Asa de Rabbanon, Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula. Stating that the Rambam Shita, it's in Hilchas Tumas Meis, Perek Tes Halach Yud Beis, and in other places is that the only time that Sveika Deiraisa L'Chumra is really only a Din D'Rabbanan. Meaning, Mid-Deiraisa, Sveika Deiraisa is L'Kula. It's only Mid-Rabbanan that's feka, the iraisa is lachomra. The Shev Shmeitzah and Shmeitzah Aleph discusses this Rambam Shita Ba'arichos. Again, it's one of the most, if not the most famous Shitas HaRambam in Yad Chazaka. The Rashba in Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Ayin Gimel Amal Aleph, asks a kash on the Rambam. He says, this Rambam is Shver. It's not just Shver, says the Rashba from a Gemara. It's not just Shver from a Kal V'chaim or a Gzei Rishava. It's not even just Shver from a Pasuk. Says the Rashba, to me, this Rambam is Mufrik from a whole parsha in the Torah. A parasha like Parashas Lech Lecha doesn't stand with this Rambam. So which parasha? Which parasha is this Rambam upgefrekt from? Says the Rashba, it's upgefrekt from the parasha of Ashim Talai. He said, because what's an Ashim Talai? An Ashim Talai you bring when you have a suffix, if b'shoigeg, you were over a Chayvei Krisos. Or, in different words, if you b'shoigeg ate something that is a suffix, that it might be Chayvei Krisos. For example, our Gemara's case, someone has a chaticha, one chaticha, two chatichas, but let's keep it simple. Somebody has a chaticha of fat, and he's not sure if it's shulmin or if it's chalef. Right now, this piece is aser, misafet, sveka deraisa. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to eat it, I'm not sure I'm not allowed to eat it. You went ahead now, and you ate a peshaygig. What's talacha? You have to bring an asher tali. It's sveka derashba. According to the Rambam that holds, that sveka deraisa l'chumra is a din derabanan, it's not a din deraisa. That means, if you would go right now and ask a rav, mid-deraisa, am I allowed to eat this piece of fat? Could I put it in my sandwich? Could I eat it? He'd say, yeah. What do you mean? Maybe it's chalef. It's a safek. It's a sveka deraisa. Yeah, that's midrabanan. No, of course you can't eat it. But midrabanan, sveka deraisa is lakula. It's sveka derashba. How is it possible that if I'm allowed to go ahead now and eat it like a tchila, yet if by mistake I ate a b'shoigi, I should have to bring a carbon asher? It doesn't make any sense. So zok de rashba on a Gemara in Mesechtes Kedushin Daf Ayin Gimel, Mikan Dikdei Karam Mamzal B'Tshuva Sheila Dechi Amrina Ba'alma Sveke Dereisa L'Chum Ad Rabbanani De'im Ad Reisa L'Yasur Torah V'Chul V'Chul V'Kashu L'Tuva De'im Kein, if the Rambam's Gerecht Ozalei Ashim Tali. The whole parish of Ashim Tali is not Negeya. Why? Because in Ashim Tali you see clearly that even though all I did was eat something that's aser misafik, still the halacha is that if I do a peshoy, you have to bring an asham toli. So I say meres, I'm not allowed to eat something that's a safik iser. Because if I'm allowed to eat something that's a safik iser, how's it possible that if I do a peshoy, I now have to bring a carbon? I can eat this like a chilo. Now, I ate it by mistake, I have to bring an asham toli, the hogim and ayisurim, until we find out, maybe bring a carbon chatas. Chari makes no sense. As I freak the Raj, but the Ran asks the Kasha as well, the G'doyli Rishonim felt that Muscho Rishon, the Rambam Sheet of Sveika Deraisa L'Chumra, only Midirabonon is upgefrekt from the parsha of Ashram Tali. So Kamuv and the Rajman, the Ram make a Tali, maybe in Rav Shita and in the different Shitas in our Gemara, Nafkemida between Chaticha Achas, Shtei Chatichas. That's not the direction I want to take this in. The Kesef Mishnah says that the emes is, I think the kasha is a tois. And the reason the Rishonim asked this kasha is because they had a faulty girs in the Rambam. He says, but I found a nusach yoshin in the Rambam, and the Rambam himself was miyasher this kasha. And in fact, if you open up most Rambams that we have the Kesef Mishnah's girsa. So I'm reading to you from the Rambam, in Hilchas Tumas Meis, Perek Teis, Halacha Yud Beis, Dover Yodua, Shekol Eloa Tumois, all these Tumois that the Rambam was discussing, these are all Tumois Deiraisa, Ukayoitze Behen, Shehemishum Sofi, Karehen Shel Divreim. All these halachas. Hear this? Dovi Yodua. All these Tumas Deiraisa, where I said you have to go L'chumra, it's only Midrabban. The ain't Tomei Min HaTorah, Elo Mishin Nitma Tumah Vados. The only time someone's Tomei Min Deiraisa is if he Vadei became Tomei. I will call Asfekois, Bein Betumois, Bein Bemacholis Asurois, Bein Ba'arayis V'Shabosois, Ein Choshishin Lohem, Elo Midivrei Soifrim. K'moisha Bi'arnu, Behilchois Yisurei Bi'u, U'Bekama Mekoimis. Rambam says, I told this to you already many times. V'afal Bikain, says the Rambam. This is the Kesef Mishnah's Nusach. Dova shechayov and alzdoine karis. If the iser is a dova shechayov and alzdoine karis, sveiko yasim and atayra. There is suffix to be yasim and atayra. Shareha oisa chayav ashim tali. Because if somebody does it, he has to be an ashim tali. Kumay shebi arno behil chishkagis. Talk to Kesef Mishnah. The Rashba obviously never saw the right gears in the Rambam. The Ran never saw the right gears in the Rambam. Well, the Rashba, because ain't the Rambam himself asked the kasha. The Rambam asked the kasha. He says, how could I tell you this? You saw it. Lachayra ashim tali. Then the Rambam said a teretz. He said, when do you bring an Ashim Tali, when it's a Chayvei Krisos, or Chayvei Krisos Mochomer. So something Chayvei Krisos and a Chanami, you're going to go Lachomer. This is a major chiddush in the Rambam. Everyone knows this Rambam. This is a very important caveat to the Rambam, that the only time Sveika Deraisa Lachomer is only a Dirabat, I mean, the only time Sveika Deraisa Lachula Mideraisa is when it's a non-Chayvei Krisos. But if it's a chavi krisis over there, you're going to go lechumah. The problem with the gears of the Kesef Mishnah is it doesn't shtim with the Rambam minei yoved. The chazer over the Rambam. Dover yodua shekol elu atumas akiyotzevem sheim mishum sofik arein shal devrem vein tami min atayra elam yishenit matumah vadois avol kol asfeikos bein betumois. Here's the punchline. Arayos is chayvi krisos. It's tainted the marit and the shagasari and the chavizdas and the prichadish, all the gdoli achrayim that the Kesef Mishnah found an old girsa. You know why that was an old girsa? Because that was the wrong girsa. That's why it was hidden. That's why no one had this girsa. Because that's a mistake. It doesn't make sense. You can't even read the Rambam. Somebody, some Talmud Toya, was so tzishrokin from the Rajbaz Kasha that he felt that he, in order to defend the Rambam, he had to manipulate the girsa and the Rambam. It's obvious that's what he did. But this Talmud was a Talmud Toya. It was an Amaratzis. He made a mistake because he possibly didn't know how to read the Rambam. The Rambam said Mefuris and Arayas and Shabbosis. So if he said Arayas and Shabbosis, Mefuris, not that way. So Zogid the Gedoyli Achroinim, that the Rajba and the Ran knew what the Rambam held. The Rambam never wrote those two lines. Somehow it made it into the Rambams. But the Emes is not like the Girs of the Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam said is Halach of Sveika Dei Raisa L'Kulam Dei Raisa, even when you're dealing with Chayvei Krisos. And if that's the case, Hodru Kushi L'Duchte, the Rajba's Kasha and the Ran's Kasha, and that is Imkein Ozalei Oshem Toli. How's the Rambam going to find for a whole parasha of Oshem Toli? L'Chayr Oshem Toli is someone who b'shoigig ate a suffix chayvei krisos. If sveika dei raisa is the kulam, you can eat like atchila. So if I can eat like atchila, then l'chayr at first glance, why in the world do you bring an Oshem Toli? Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Ha'aris, Simin Membeis, has an arichos on this Rajbis kasha. There's so much in that. Simin hafoichba vafoichba the kulava, there's bekias, there's beautiful marmakoimis, there's lomdis and charifas, kedarke vakoidish. But just one ha'ara, we don't have time to really go through some of these pieces, but just one ha'ara as it relates to the Rajbis Kasha. And that's behektim, a tremendous chiddush from the Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek, as in Rabbi Nachum Mendel min Niklashberg, he was a Talmud of the Bach, he lived in the 17th century, he was a Goyen Oilam, and he wrote Tshuvas, Tzemach Tzedek, and in Tshuva, Samech Tes, he brings a Chiddush that the Beis Yosef brings in Yerideh Simen Kuf Beis from the Rajba in Teres HaBais. It's a little bit hard, but it's worth it. The Rajba was discussing a chicken that was a Safik Trefa that laid an egg. That egg, which is now a beitza of a Safik Trefa, was Nisarev in a Taruvois of eggs that I had there. And the Rajba discusses in Teres HaBais, are you allowed to eat this egg, or all the eggs, or not? Mitzad Echad, you have Bittul Berayv. But said the Rajba, it's not so posh. You know why? Because the Gemara says in Masechta Schulin that every Safik Trefa, you could be Mevarer, whether really it is a Trefa or not. How so? You wait Yud Beis Chaydish. Because a Trefa, by definition, is an animal that has something that doesn't allow it to live Yud Beis Chaydish. So you can always wait Yud Beis Chaydish. If it lives out the 12 months, so now we know already that it wasn't a Trefa. Zok the Rajba, L'chari Yesh Lada. The Beitza of a Safik Trefa could be is not bottle. You know why? Because maybe it's a Dover Sheyesh Loimatirin. Because I could wait 12 months, and after 12 months, maybe the animal is going to live. And if that's the case, it'll be Nizbarer that it was never a Trefa. So Acha Teichlenu Be'ez, so Teichlenu Be'heter. So it's a Dover Sheyesh Loimatirin. I'm a Dover Sheyesh Loimatirin, you don't have bittle. So the Beis brings this Rajba, Teres HaBayis, where the Rajba was Mitzadeh, he wasn't sure. The Rajba was a Mesupik. If the Beitza of a Sufik Trefa was Nisarev and a Taro, whether you say Bittul Beroiv. Why, yeah? Because this is always bottle. Why not? Because Dovash Yeshle Matirim, we know, is not bottle. And maybe Suffolk Trefa should be viewed as a Dovash Yeshle Matirim, because it's Efchel Levara the Isser. How are you going to be Mevara the Isser? La'acha Yud Beis Chesh. The Rajba says a Svara. Why? It's not a Dovash Yeshle Matirim. It has nothing to do with the Sugi that we're learning right now. And the Rajba was Matirim. But either way, the Rajba had a noise. He wasn't sure. The baits of a Suffolk Trefa, Dovash Yeshle Matirim, or is it not a Dovash Yeshle Matirim? Freaked it's a Machzedek, this Rajba says retire. You Pasha doesn't understand the Rashba. When you have an egg of a Suffolk Trefa, what's the Isser on this egg right now? The Isser is that it might be a Trefa. The Tzad Isser is it might be a Trefa. There's also a Tzad Heter, hence Suffolk. What's the Tzad Heter? It might not be a Trefa. But the Tzad Isser is it might be a Trefa. Meaning, any Isser Cheftza on this egg is because maybe it's a Trefa. A Trefa is an Isser. That's a Dover She'en Le'matirin. So if it's a Dover She'en Le'matirin, why shouldn't it be bottle?
What are the two tzadim? You have an egg, it's a safek. I don't know. It's a treif, not a treifa. So he says, let's write it down. Play it out. What are the two tzadim? Maybe it's not a treifa. Okay, then eat it. L'katchila. Then it's fine. You can take it to your seder. Maybe it is a treifa. Okay, treifa's bottle. I understand, but right now it's a safek. But what is the safek? You have to break the safek down to its components. If there's a tzad treifa, there's a tzad not treifa. On both tzadim, it's okay. If it's a treif, it's a regular issa, that's a davar shein l'matirin. If it's not a treif, then this is a moot conversation. So, freit, the tzemach tzedek, this Rashba is a pleya by me. The Beis Yosef brings the Rashba, it's a fester Rashba, in terms of his longness in davar shein l'matirin. He said, it doesn't even start this Rashba. Why is it davar shein l'matirin? Because he gave me a varu, the suffix. The issa is the tzad treif. The tzad treif is a davar shein l'matirin. Said the tzemach tzedek, that you see from this Rashba, davar nifla. That when you have in front of you a piece of meat, that maybe is kosher. And maybe it's not kosher. Right now, this piece of meat becomes osir be'etzem because kach amru that anything that's a suffix osir iser deiraisa sveik deiraisa lechumra that loch is it takes on a life of its own. And we dan now a new iser. What's the name of the iser? Suffix. That's the name. Suffix iser. All sveik deiraisas fall into a special bucket that's called iser. And the Rashba held that it could be and a chenami the tzad that it might be a treifa has bittel and the tzad had to. Don't even have to worry about. There's an issa suffix, and the issa suffix, maybe there's no bittel, because this is a suffix, that's Efshel of Rure. So maybe you should look at it as a Dovah Shiesh Lamatirin. And the Rashba had to say a shtickle Torah, why it's not a Dovah Shiesh Lamatirin. I took out of this Rashba a tremendous chiddush, and that is that there's a new issa. And when you dan an issa of a sveika deraisa, you can't just only dan the possibility of what if it's usr and how that would impact this chaticha. There's a new isser called isser suffik deiraisa, and that isser could have a life of its own. So ironically, the Rashba held that the tzad that it might be a treif doesn't bother me, but the tzad suffik bothers me. The isser suffik is more chomer. Why? Because it's a davar she'esh matirim, because it's more kuladik. But that's the point. Because when it's a davar she'esh matirim, you don't have bittel. Because then atchet techlan ba'esser techlan ba'tafel of a fellow. That's what the tzemach said. That he said you see from the Rashba, and he said just to play it out, just to be mamcheshit a little bit better. What would be if somebody ate a piece of meat? It was a sveik deiraisa. He's not sure if it's kosher. It's not kosher. He went ahead now and he ate this piece of meat. Then he finds out later that it was a kosher piece of meat. It was fine. Eliyahu Navi came to him in a cholim and he said, Rabbi, nothing to worry about. I know it's lipcha noik for you, worried about it. You're fasting tanesim. You have nothing to worry about. Everything was fine. Did this guy now, igloy milsal mafreya, did he do an avera? So Pasha you with you. You ask the man on the street, he'd say he didn't do an avera. You know, it was a close call. But disaster averted, he's fine. It's like, no, it's not true. Because enechanam, you weren't over isse treifa. But there's a new isse be'etzem called isse suffik deraisa. And that's an isse that you were over. Lamais Rabbi Chanan is very mayrich in the Tzemach Tzedek. He brings many rayas from Tosfos and throughout Shas. I wish we had some time to go through at least some of them. But he brings many rayas from Tosfos and Shas where it's mavur. Some of them are divrei agada and really touch on light sugyas. Hashtag light raid, albeit in a super lumdish context. But regardless, says Rabbi Chanan, have rayas from Tosfos that he held not that way. But this is the shayla. You hear the shayla? The shayla is when you have right now a piece of meat in front of you that it's a sveik de raisa. Is the reason it's usr now merely because it's a tzad that it might be usr, but if it gloy milsal mafreya after you ate it that it was mutter, it turns out you did nothing wrong. Or maybe it's more than that. When something is usr misafik, it takes on a life of its own. It comes now an isser be'etzem. What's the name of the isser? The isser is called tzveika deraisa. That's this new isser. Zokta b'chana, let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam holds Sveika de Raisa Luchumra is only Din Rabbanon. Midei Raisa, Sveika de Rabbanon is Sveika de Raisa is really Lakula. And the Rashba was Matmiya on the Rambam. The Rashba said, he doesn't understand, Ozalei Hashem Tali. The whole parish of Hashem Tali, Lechera, is Muchach not that way. Why? Because what is Hashem Tali? Hashem Tali is someone who b'shoigig ate a piece of meat that's a safik deiraisa. So b'chayra, if you're allowed to eat it l'chatchila, why if I eat it b'dieved, does it make sense that I actually have to bring an Hashem Tali? Says Rabbi Chanan, I want to ask you a question. According to the Rambam, Rambam Shita is sveika deiraisa, you have a piece of meat, safik chela, safik shumen, could be it's chazir, could be it's not, you're not sure, it might be nevela, might be not sure with this piece of meat. Yeah, it was Pesha Chanuyas, it was kol kavur, gemach zamech zadami, there's no kol b'parish, meruva parish, I have a sveika deiraisa, I go over to the Rav, he says, Midairaisa, you can eat it. Okay, wow, I can eat it midairaisa. He's not worried about the rabbanans. He's living in the deiraisa world. He's going to go ahead now and he's going to eat it. And then he finds out afterwards that he ate nevela. He finds out afterwards that he ate chelav. This person, does he need kapara? Oh, maybe not. The Rambam Shita is you're allowed to eat it. Rambam holds Sveikud Arayis, so you're allowed to eat it. Tells Rav Chan, it's Pashit, it's Kapara. I didn't the Rambam say Sveikud Arayis, the Chumra is only a Dindur Rabbanam, but Midday Arayis, you're allowed to eat it? Yeah, that just means you're allowed to eat it. That means you can take the risk. You want to take the risk, take it. But I'm not telling you that if you find out later, yeah, you'll be a shaygig maybe, not amazing, whatever, I don't know. But the point is, no one says if you don't find out later it was chelav, it's not going to be a problem. It's not going to be a chonon at muscharishin. I don't understand the Rashba's tmiya on the Rambam. The Rashba said, Ashim Tali is muchach not like, where do you see that Ashim Tali is not like the Rambam? Why do you bring an Ashim Tali? Lahagim and Ayisurim. Because maybe this guy ate chelav. And if he ate chelav, he needs to be protected from chalila, whatever could possibly happen. Freik Rabba Chonon. You see in the Rambam, not that way. What's Zetman in the Rambam? All you see is that the Rambam held you can eat it. You want to take a bite out of the sandwich, you're not over any Yisrael Raisa. But at the same time, buyer beware, there's huge signs that say that at your own risk. And if you go ahead and eat it and you find out later you did something wrong, so I'm either going to need kapar. So maybe that's why I need the Yashim Tali. Efshef Adem Dafnir Abin the Yashim Tali. Zakr B'chanan, I think that the Rashba held, not that way, I think that the Rashba held that that's not why. That the yisoid of the Ashim Talui is not to be megan for the tzad that maybe you ate it. Because if the purpose of the Ashim Talui is to be megan on the tzad that maybe you ate it, then you would have no kash on the Rambam. Why can't the Rambam hold the same thing? In the Rambam's world, he also needs protection against the tzad that maybe you ate it. But says Rabbi Chanan, I think the Rashba held Ashim Tali is related to something completely differently. It's the Rashba l'shitasa in Teiras Abanas. That the Tzemach Tzedek was medayik. That when a person has in front of him a chaticha that might be usher, there's an isser to eat this chaticha. And on that isser, the Torah was mechadish a kapara. And you know what the kapara is? It's called Oshem Toloi. Does Frank the Rashba bishloim of the Issus Fake Day Raisa Lachumras and Issa Day Raisa? So I understand the parish of Oshem Toloi because that's an Issa Day Raisa. So for that Issa Day Raisa, it's Fahana Kapara Day Raisa. But if the whole Issa is an Issa Day Rabbanon, then Vos Pasan Oshem Toloi. The whole Issa that you were over was an Issa. If the Oshem Toloi was coming to be Mechaper for the Tzad in the event of maybe it turned out to be the Issa, then why? Does that make any less sense in the Rambam's world than it does in anybody else's world? But Ayois, the point of the Ashim Tali is to be mechaper for the Avera that you did. What was the Avera? You were over this new Issa Safik like the Tzemach Tzedek was mechadish. You were over Sveikud Ereisa. If Sveikud Ereisa is Lechumra, I get it. But if Sveikud Ereisa, is Lechumra, only Midrabban, there's no such Yisrael Ereisa. If there's no such Yisrael Ereisa, then what's going to be the problem? This is just four lines in Rabbah Chana. Four lines. It's several pages long. This is just a Toyamel Chaim Zochu. There's so much more to talk about this. I would say tomorrow, but it's probably not going to happen. So we'll leave it at this.